ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program Bridge, where we're looking at the supplications of Al-Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn Zainul Abidin alayhi salamullah, which are found in his book As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah. The title of the supplication number 8, Isti'adatihi min al-makarah. So we looked at the keyword isti'adah. Now we're moving to the word makarah. Makarah is the plural of the word makruh or karaha, that which is hated, that which is not recommended. We use the word makruh in many fields. For example, when you look at ibadat, acts of worship, we have makruhat. When we look at, for example, things in life, we say, okay, this is not recommended, that we should not be doing this. Generally speaking, the word makruh is anything that you hate and anything that you don't want to come close to or want to do. So anything that you hate or you're trying to run away from, we call that something makruh, unwanted, unloved. Whatever word you want to use, you can use, right? So usually sometimes we use unrecommended when it comes to fiqh, jurisprudence. But makruh is actually unwanted things. There are so many unwanted things that we are trying to seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in. So, al-isti'adah min al-makarah. When it comes to these makarah, these unwanted evils, unwanted things in life, sometimes they originate from within the person himself, sometimes they originate from outside the person himself. So let us try to look into this a little bit more so we can understand how it works. As a human beings, we have certain beliefs, and these beliefs sometimes are not correct. Sometimes we follow the wrong ideology, and based on that wrong ideology, bad things come into my life. For example, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa said there will be 70 something factions of Islam all in hell except for one. Now, I don't want to be amongst those who will go to hell. So this is makruh. This is something I hate. I hate to be in hellfire. So I have to do what? Choose the right belief. Now, let's take a break and then we continue inshallah.
Rabbana
to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana Rabbana
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. You're listening to the program Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. We're looking at the word makruh. So we said makruh, that which we hate or that which is evil, sometimes comes from within us based on our beliefs. So our beliefs could lead me into doing something that could actually bring harm to myself. Like we said, if I have the wrong ideology, if I follow the wrong school of thought, I could be putting myself in a position where I could bring that which is hated, or that which is unwanted, that which is not good, to myself. And sometimes it comes from the actions that we do. which originates from the powers that I have within me. I have the power of wanting things, all right? So let's call it greed. Greed will lead me to steal. And stealing and taking the rights of others, it could actually cause me harm in this world and in the hereafter. Let's assume I go and steal money from a person or jump a fence and steal something from a house. If I get caught, I go to prison, I get punished, right? So that's something I hate. That's something makruh, I don't want. And once I face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then obviously Allah will punish me even furthermore, which I hate and don't want too. So still, these desires that I have within me, these needs and wants, they could get me and put me in a state where I might do what? Go and steal and cause harm to people through the things that I have within me. So we're still looking at the first section of makara, which originates from within a person, either through his belief or either through the powers that he has within. You know, be it the power of imagination, be it the power of hallucination, be it the power of imagination. You know, we have so many powers within us. You can read that about in the books of akhlaq. So you can read about that in other books of akhlaq, and they speak about the powers within the self itself. Therefore, we need to keep that under check. So we say, oh Allah, I seek refuge in these things, in the makara, whether they originate from me, from within, or they might originate from what? From outside, right? So myself generates them from within, and then my body acts upon it. And acting upon such a thing could bring me harm in this world and in the hereafter. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, that which is from within you, do not do. Obviously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the sharia, in the fiqh, or through akhlaq, he says, when it comes to your inner self, alhamaha fujuraha wa taqwa, it's being given, or it's being taught, that which is good and that which is evil, that you need to control and keep in check all the time. And when it comes to the body itself, obviously the body will feel pain, it will feel, I don't know, calamities from the outside. Many things could bring pain to the body itself. Therefore, we also ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, I need to seek refuge in you in these things. So before we continue, let us take another break, and then inshallah we will continue.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge, where we are looking at the supplications of Al-Imam Ali ibn Hussein Zain al-Abidin. So any logical person who wants to live an easy and safe life needs to seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with keeping in mind, what does it mean to be seeking refuge? What does isti'adha means? And to understand what other things that we are trying to seek isti'adha from. And since we are human beings and we live amongst other creations and creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to be very aware of that. Therefore, we have in the hadith or the dua says, A'udhu billah min sharri ma khalaq. I seek refuge in Allah in whatever He created. Even in the Quran, we have al-ma'awadatayn. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. Seek, say, I seek refuge in the one who created the dawn, for example. And Allah says, I a'udhu billah from this, I a'udhu billah from that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a few things that we need to be aware of. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when you feel that the shaitan is getting to you, then seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even, he goes further in the Quran and he says, إِنَّ عِبَادِي لَيْسَ لَكَ عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانٌ. My servants, you have no will over them when it comes to the shaitan. Therefore Allah says, seek refuge in me. Inshallah, we will continue in episodes to come. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم، عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد.